Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. Well, the Nobel Committee in Oslo, Norway, has really set up an interesting tension between the way we view President Obama and the way the rest of the world views him.
Yeah.
President Barack Obama has won the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize for, quote, and this is directly from the award, his extraordinary efforts to strengthen international diplomacy and cooperation between peoples. This, as Americans are observing the difficulties President Obama is having advancing his own agenda here in the U.S. Congress and in Washington. Listen to Mohamed El-Baradei, who's the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, in response.
Nobody today, in my view, who is more deserving of that peace prize than Barack Obama. In less than a year, he brought a radical change in the way we look at ourselves, in the way we look at our world.
So joining us now is Hans Blix, the former head of the International Atomic Energy Agency. The proposition on the table is what the Nobel Peace Prize Committee has suggested, that President Barack Obama has strengthened international diplomacy and cooperation between peoples. Give us a tangible sense of how that has changed your work, Hans Blix.
Yes, I fully agree with what Mohamed El-Baradei says, that the climate has changed drastically and mostly thanks to President Obama. He has accepted the conclusion that the wise fourth man in this U.S., Secretary Schultz and Perry and Nunn and Kissinger came out with, that we really should act on the fact that the Cold War is over. And he has set the agreed with a long-term aim of eradicating nuclear weapons. But he is also realistic. He says it may not be in my lifetime. And I think that's why. There is plenty to do now, however, and I think he's also acting on that agenda. And concretely, he has started the discussions with the Russians about the continuation of a fundamental treaty between the U.S. and Russia, and that's going well, and I think we'll have results on it. He has also helped to set in motion the conference on disarmament in Geneva, which was stagnant and sleeping for over 10 years. And I think it's thanks to him that the discussions with Iran has started directly now. There's no guarantee that they will really give results, but it was a hopeless format that they had before. So I think he has amply deserved, and I feel very optimistic.
Hans Blix, I can hear your phone ringing off the hook, as it must be for diplomats all over the world this morning. But doesn't this, though, represent a gamble that, in many ways, on all these initiatives you've cited, there are going to have to be results? Otherwise, the legacy will be one of a real lasting cynicism.
Yes, that's right. There are formidable forces and conservative forces against him, and cynical people say it can't be done. But the fact is that the Cold War is over. What can the big powers fight about today? They don't fight about borders, and they no longer fight about ideology. I think it's unlikely that they will fight a war between them on say, oil or gas. Yes, commodities will be short, but a war about it is unlikely. So I think it's a realistic view, and I think that the world needs to get used to the idea of disarmament, a revival of it. We have been marching for the against global warming, but it's time, I think, to march on to the disarmament agenda.
A lot of people trying to get a hold of Hans Blix this morning. So I'm wondering, you know, in these, if you say that the change has already occurred, that this radical change towards diplomacy has already occurred when Barack Obama came into office and with his efforts, did he need the Nobel Peace Prize?
Yes, I think that's the way the Nobel Committee acts in Norway. They want to give a boost to something that they feel is valuable for the planet and for the peace. And they have done so in the field of environment. And they've done so with an Iranian activist who fought for more freedom in Iran. So I think that's completely in line with what they're doing. And it's right now that Obama needs this, because I can hear those who resist disarmament saying that he is a security risk or all these things.
Well, among those voices was on the program this morning John Bolton, the United States ambassador to the United Nations, former, someone who I know you know well. He was suggesting that the Oslo Committee couldn't vote in the U.S. election, so they vote by giving him the Peace Prize here. What did they do here that they should not have done for President George W. Bush?
Well, Bolton said a few days ago, at least he was reported to have said, that he was not very far from Obama. Obama doesn't want to have any nuclear weapon state in the world, but he, Bolton, wants to have one nuclear weapon state in the world only. And I don't know whether he really meant it as a joke. I'm not so quite sure about that. I think he stood for an idealism in a way that wanted the United States to be the one who kept order in the world. And that was with good intention, but I think it was totally unrealistic that the U.S., that other countries in the world would accept this. And I think Iraq and Afghanistan shows that the U.S. cannot go it alone, and that there is no need for spending at the present time about $1,400 billion on military expenditures.
But are you getting some message from the awarding of this peace prize that Barack Obama is now under some pressure to end the war in Afghanistan?
No. No, I don't think so. No, I didn't mean that. He is in for a very difficult decision. I think many people are also worrying about the Afghanistan war, what turn it will take, and it will take very, very cool reasoning to get on with it.
So, you know, this prize, in Nobel's original will, it said it's going to be awarded to the person who's conferred the greatest benefit on mankind. That's the exact language in Nobel's will. And I'm wondering, has Barack Obama conferred already? I mean, we keep talking about the fact that he hasn't signed any treaties or negotiated peaces, but has he conferred already a benefit to mankind?
Well, he's given a new direction to the debate. And I think that the joint declaration he made together with President Medvedev in London, in which they said that we must put the Cold War behind ourselves, That was a very important signal. And they have got down to the discussions with the Russians about the prolongation of fundamental START, the one treaty. I think that his decision also on the missile shield has been of very great importance. It's practical. The new direction they take is rather to protect against the missile attacks in the Middle East and the Gulf states, possibly against for Iran. But they never said that it was directed against Russia.
Right.
But the decision, the placing of that they were planning in Poland, Czech Republic, really soured relations and made the world situation more difficult.
All right, Hans Blix, former head of the IAEA, you've mentioned a number of initiatives that President Barack Obama has energized in his diplomacy. Anything that you see as the most likely to produce an actual treaty, an actual agreement within the term of Barack Obama's presidency in the last few seconds?
Yes, I think that, first of all, the START treaty is coming pretty soon. I think that the treaty, the comprehensive test ban treaty, is also one that he wants to have, and where the U.S. Senate rejected it in 1999, and it's on his agenda to get the Senate to approve it.
All right,
That's not yet there, but if the Chinese came on, they are in favor of it. I think he would be strengthened by that.
All right, we will let you go, Hans Blix. Okay. Busy day for you. Former head of the IAEA talking about Barack Obama's Nobel Peace Prize awarded today in Oslo.